It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Lynn Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Our story follows in a moment, but Fibber and Molly would like you to hear this.
I saw that new neighbor of ours down at the grocery store today, Molly.
You mean the young mother across the way? The one with the three children?
The very same. Boy, you should have seen her buying up the place.
Really?
Baby food, cereals, 4 quarts of milk. Says she shops that way every day.
Well, I shouldn't wonder. With three growing youngsters, the food and clothing bills get bigger right along with them. And so does a mother's responsibilities, too. I guess that's why so many dads are making sure their wives will have extra money during those budget-busting years through a Prudential Family Income Plan.
You see, friends, if anything happens to you, the Family Income Plan will pay your family an income every month while the kids are growing up, money they'll need for food, clothing, and schooling. And because it provides this helping hand to you mothers only during your youngsters' tot to teenage years, it costs amazingly little. You can take it from us, if you've got growing children, it's time you called your Prudential agent about a family income plan for your family. You couldn't make a wiser move.
'79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Who?
Who is it?
Oh, Western Union? It's Western Union.
Tell them when I have any telegrams to send, I'll call them.
Oh, stop it, foolish. No, not you, Western Union. My husband is making remarks.
Oh.
Oh? For Fibber McGee. Oh,
that's me.
It's for you, McGee. Telegram. Here's the phone.
Yeah? Who's sick? Hello? Hello? This is F. McGee. What is it? Somebody hurt? What happened? Wait a minute. Say that slower, slower. Our kid Jerry coming east. Changes trains, Wistful Vista. Will stop over with you tomorrow night. Arrives at what? 4:10. Signed, Uncle Lucky McGee. Oh, okay, thanks. Did you get that, Molly? Uncle Lucky's kid Jerry's passing through town tomorrow. Going to spend the night with us.
Well, good. Your family very rarely uses this place as a hotel, and if one of them is going to stop over, let's roll out the red carpet for him.
Let's do better than that. Let's give the kid a bed to sleep on.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Sure.
Incidentally, Jerry McGee is one I don't know about. How old is he, and what does he look like, and
how tall is he? I'm still trying to place Uncle Lucky. Let me see, he must be... Yeah, sure, Uncle Lucky is really one of my father's uncles. My uncle twice removed, once from Peoria and once from Moline.
Why do they call him Lucky?
His given name is Luke Uriah Caleb Kelly McGee, so he thought it would be lucky to use his initials, especially in his business.
What business is he in?
He's an Irish quarter horse trader.
Oh, stop kidding.
Right?
What would anyone want with an Irish quarter of a horse?
Quarter horses, my dear, are a special kind of racehorses which are only good for a quarter of a mile. They're especially bred for racing in crowded cities where they have short tracks.
Well, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer, Molly.
You see now. Jerry, I can't seem to quite remember which one Jerry is. Where's the picture album we keep the family snapshots in?
Over in the drawer here.
Oh.
Just bulging with pictures, too. You know, if all the amateur snapshots were laid end to end...
They'd still curl up the minute you open the album.
Oh, look. Here's Aunt Sarah at Sulphur Springs.
Oh, that ain't Sulphur Springs. That's just yellow from age.
Here's Uncle Dennis at Niagara Falls.
That's a typical Uncle Dennis pose. His back to the water. Hey, if we start picking through these, Jerry will be here before we get to his picture.
You're right. It'll take all day to... Wait. Here, what's this?
Let me see. Our little Jerry, born March the 2nd, 1933. Uncle Lucky. Hey, that's him.
He's mighty cute in that high chair.
March the 2nd, 1933. That makes him about 21 now, huh?
Right.
Boy, I'll bet he's grown into a real strapping lad. All us McGees were always strapping.
Your father was, I know. As I recall, he was always strapping one of you boys. And as I recall, you earned it.
That's not the kind of strapping I mean. But hey, if he's going to spend the night with us tomorrow, I better line up some things for I and Jerry to do, you know that? I know what. I'll fix him up with a guest card to the Elks Club.
That'd be nice.
Tomorrow's bowling night. Maybe he'd like to bowl.
You suppose he knows how to bowl?
Knows how? In the McGee family, kiddo, bowling is practically hereditary.
Hereditary.
You betcha. All us McGees are crack bowlers because my grandfather taught us how to do it. Find the right crack to bowl down, kids, and stick to it, he used to say. Yes, sir. Crack bowlers, every one of us. I better call and reserve an alley right now. Hand me the phone, will you?
Gladly.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the foul line bowling alley and snooker parlor. Is that you, Mert?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? What's, eh, Mert? Your kid brother. Fell downstairs on a lot of spikes, huh?
Heavenly days, the poor lad.
Yeah, a whole lot better because of it, huh?
What? He fell on a bunch of spikes and he's better because of it?
No, they're better.
They?
Yeah, the kid fell down on a bunch of Spike Jones records, you see, and they sound a lot better since he cracked them. Smooth. What's, eh, Mert? Oh, okay, I'll try later.
Busy?
Yep. Let's get the car out and drive down to the Elks Club. I want to make some arrangements. Maybe organize a poker game for tomorrow night. Pick up a box of good cigars for Jerry and reserve a bowling alley and see if there's any big dances in town.
Oh, McGee, wait a minute. The lad's only going to be here overnight.
Right, so I got to move fast if I'm going to get organized. It ain't every day we get a visit from my own flesh and blood, Molly. This is something special. I'm going to show young Jerry McGee a time.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Okay, Barney. You'll reserve us a table for tomorrow night, huh? 8 o'clock.
Right, Mr. McGee. Table for two.
Good. Don't give us that table with a wobbly leg, Barney. When I and Jerry McGee shoot pool, we want everything right.
Sure.
And if you want to pass the word around here at the Elks that they can see a real exhibition of pool sharking tomorrow night, go right ahead, Barney. Well, come on, Doc. Let's go.
You're really the busy little bee this afternoon, Sonny. You want to ride home?
No. Molly's going to pick me up out in front here any minute. Don't forget, you're going down to the station with us tomorrow to pick up Jerry.
I can't wait to meet this young fella, the way you've been bragging about him.
Well, Jerry's quite a lad. Of course, I haven't seen him for some time, but it stands to reason. He's a McGee.
I'm not going to condemn him for that till I see him. I'm sure there are McGees and McGees.
Yes. What do you mean by that crack, Bulgy?
Just what I said, Mandolin Middle. There are McGees like you, and there's Molly McGee. Hiya, Molly.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. Am I on time, McGee?
You sure are, kiddo. Slide over and I'll drive.
Okay.
Well, see you tomorrow, Dockie.
Right. I'll pick you up about 3:30.
What's this about picking us up tomorrow? Aren't we going to the railroad station to meet Jerry?
That we are, and in style. Doc is... Hey, who taught you to drive, stupid? A body repair man?
You mean we're going in Dr. Gamble's car?
I thought it would be nice. Not that I want to impress the kid or have him send glowing reports back to Uncle Lucky. Hey, put your hand out when you want to stop, lady. But Doc's shiny new bus with the mobile telephone and the police surgeon's siren, well, it's a lot snappier than
watch
this.
Watch the truck, McGee. Whoa.
I'll let him watch me. And besides, it's much more convenient to drive up to the station in Doc's car, which he can park smack in front like it was an emergency, than paying two bits in the parking lot. You road hog, stay on your own side.
He was on his own side, McGee. Well, I guess you've sold me on going in Dr. Gamble's car. The way you drive, you'd scare the lad to death.
What you mean? I'm one of the most safe drivers you ever rode with. I haven't had an accident.
Don't do it, McGee.
Don't do what?
Don't you remember the last time? You were driving and you said, I haven't had an accident in 10 years, knock on wood. And then you started fumbling around for a piece of wood to knock on, only there wasn't any. And while you were reaching around under the dashboard, you ran into a tree. You knocked on wood with your skull.
Oh, that was years ago, Molly. Oh, hey, there's Chick Bishop. I want to see him. Hey, Chick. Hi, boy. You're just the guy I was looking for.
Hi, hello, Mr. McGee.
This is my wife, Chick Bishop, Mrs. McGee.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Hello, Miss McGee.
Chick here's the county tennis champ, Molly.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I guess he's about one of the best in the state. But I got a lad who can probably give you a few pointers, Chick. Or at least some mighty good competition.
Who? You don't mean...
Jerry McGee. Who else?
But, dearie...
Jerry McGee? Don't think I've heard of him.
Well, Jerry's from out of state, but he's quite a whiz on the tennis court.
McGee, don't you think you ought to find out?
Yeah, Jerry comes from a long line of athletes, Chick. And tennis comes kind of natural to him, I guess. How about a little exhibition match tomorrow night?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. McGee.
I don't either. Frankly...
Not afraid of a little out-of-town competition, are you, Chick?
I'm not afraid of anybody, Mr. McGee.
Hmm.
I'll take him on. Have your boy over at the city courts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, right?
Right. Well, I'll see you over there, Chick boy. Good. Now, that makes... Oh, my gosh. Did he say 8 o'clock?
Yes, and if this isn't the silliest thing, promoting a tennis match with the county champion, and you don't even know whether Jerry plays tennis or not, much less how well he plays.
It ain't that that worries me. It's the time that's got me bothered.
The time, 8 o'clock?
Yeah. It just struck me that I booked Jerry for dates with two different girls tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
I got a pool table reserved at the Elks Club. He's supposed to play substitute center for the Wistful Vista Oilers at the Basketball Palace.
What?
And I entered his name in the Golden Gloves tryouts. And every last one of them is set for 8 o'clock. Oh, I better get on the phone.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
It's dependable, C. So dependable, A. And dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe telling you that this year RCA Victor television is out to break all popularity records. Never before has RCA Victor offered you so much for so little. There's top value at every price. Here are new television sets that are breathtakingly beautiful with exclusive engineering advances to give top performance. And prices are the lowest in RCA Victor history. So, cash in on these great buys, visit your dealer soon. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
I got everything all taken care of.
You mean you've got Jerry disentangled from all those conflicting bookings you made for him?
I think so. Of course, he may have to stay over in Wistful Vista for 2 or 3, 4 days.
What?
I got him out of the Golden Gloves tournament by hinting around that he was a professional welterweight.
That's good.
But Casper Clooney, the matchmaker, wants to put him up against Killer DeGrassio at the stadium.
And you don't even know how much Jerry weighs?
Well, there's no use worrying about that till we see him tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Sam Edwards as Chick. Well, Fibber has certainly committed Jerry McGee to a full round of activities. Let's see what happens when Uncle Lucky's offspring shows up in Wistful Vista tomorrow evening. This is John Wall saying, be sure to tune in then.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.